Short Shore today. I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News, 8:38. Do you have your phone yet? Last week, Apple held its highly anticipated special product launch event. Customers can purchase the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro lineups, and we are joined by Apple's Will True. You're out there in Apple Park in Cupertino, California. Will, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I know a lot of consumers are very excited. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the iPhone 16 and what are some of your favorite features?
Absolutely, yes. The iPhone 16 and 16 Plus introduce incredible new camera capabilities, the action button for quick access to useful features, and they debuted the new A18 chip, which is a huge leap in performance and efficiency.
So, Will, what is the difference between the 16 Pro and the 16 Pro Max?
The big difference there is size. So we have some new display sizes, a 6.3-inch on the 16 Pro, and then a 6.9-inch display on the 16 Pro Max. But it's the same features across both this year, because we brought that great 5X telephoto to the 16 Pro. So really, the choice is about, you know, what size phone you want.
There were some consumers that were concerned about overheating with the iPhone 15. Is that going to be a problem with the 16?
We have new internal designs that are great for making sure that it can dissipate heat and do all the kind of things it needs to do while making sure you have a great performance. We're really excited to deliver this great, powerful experience to customers.
Okay, can you explain Apple Intelligence?
Yeah, absolutely. So Apple Intelligence is a great new capability, which the iPhone 16 lineup is built for. And so Apple Intelligence harnesses the power of our Apple design generative models, and it draws on your personal context. So it can help you write, it can help you express yourself, it can help you get things done quickly. You know, and this is with features like writing tools, which can rewrite or proofread or summarize your text. You can get quick summaries of your notifications or even summaries of your email. So it's about bringing the right information to you at the right time with the personal context and understanding of what your iPhone is able to do. But again, built with that privacy and security from the ground up.
And you mentioned privacy and security. How does that differ with this particular model as to previous ones?
But what's really unique about Apple Intelligence is it's designed to maintain the privacy as you're making requests or as you're interacting with Siri. It's handling these requests on device wherever possible. And if it does need to access our cloud compute, we have a private cloud compute, which is a system that means that we can maintain that security and privacy of your data, even if the request is going to the server. Even Apple can't understand the context of what you're requesting, so we don't have access to your user data. So it's handled in an intelligent, secure, and encrypted way.
We're talking with Apple's Will True. He's right there in Apple Park in Cupertino, California. You know, it seems, Will, when a consumer becomes an Apple user, they don't want to use another device. Why is that?
Well, we work really hard to make the Apple experience simple, intuitive, easy to use. We work really hard to make sure that our hardware and software is integrated to be able to deliver these great experiences that makes your life better or help you create or stay in touch with loved ones. So it's really about empowering the people that use Apple products to do more. And so we're really excited to be able to take this even further with the new lineup of iPhone 16.
Now, obviously, the 16, one of the big selling points is the AI, the Apple Intelligence. We've come so far just in the last couple of years with AI. What do you think the future is going to be like?
Well, I'm excited to find out, and we're really excited to see what people can do with these new features and these new capabilities. So we're just excited to keep building upon the intelligence that we've had built into the iPhone system for years. You know, we've had the Apple Neural Engine now, I think, for many years, and so this is taking this the next step. We're really excited about this next chapter with Apple Intelligence and can't wait to see what people do with their new iPhone.
And that's Will True from Apple. I'm Libby Collins, and coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk about, oh, they're out to catch you again. And it's all on PayPal. Oh, wait till you hear this.